of the International Secret Police.
Zero. 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 Zero.
Asleep during his watch at the camp beside Lake Leopold, and the boys are awakened by Lucky's barking to find the elephant grass afire. Fearing that the flames may leap across the open space they cleared around their tent, Clint decides that they'd better go to their big plane, which is moored on the shore. When Carlos and Speed go there, however, they find that the plane is loose and drifting out to the middle of the lake. Ordering Speed to watch the water and shoot if the crocodiles come near him, Carlos dives into the lake and swims out after the trailing mooring line. As Speed sees sinister shapes in the moonlit waters, he shouts to Clint and Barney for help, and we find the boys desperately firing at the crocodiles, hoping against hope that Carlos returns to shore alive.
Hey, got that big one that was nearest Carlos. Suffering catfish. The water's alive with crocs.
I told him not to swim out there.
He's reached the mooring line, all right. Now he's starting back. We can only keep the crocs away from him.
Look out, there goes one. Got him.
There's another one.
Good shot, Speed. And Carlos is almost ashore.
Is that mooring line going to reach?
Just enough for us to hold on to.
Look, there's a crocodile right behind Carlos. Look out!
I'll get him!
Boy, that... Gee, that was close. You had to shoot right over Carlos. But it sure was a bullseye.
I'll get in and help Carlos. Keep your eyes open for crocodiles, Speed.
Okay.
All right,
but I think they've driven him off for a little while, Clint.
All right. Here's the mooring line, amigo.
All right. Carlos, you should have known better. Why did you risk your life like that?
There was no choice, Clint. If the plane had drifted too far off, we never would have reached it. Come, help me put it ashore. Here, grab hold of the mooring line.
Yeah, that fire's getting closer every minute.
Want me to help, Clint?
Sure, Speed. The three of us can pull the plane in. You still keep an eye open for the crocs.
Check.
All right, now, fellas.
Pull.
All right.
That's it. That's it.
Pull. Here she comes,
Father. Now.
Good boy, that's good. That's far enough. Speed, you and Barney go and get the camp equipment.
Yeah, we dropped everything when we heard you call for help, kid. Come on, we got it pretty well packed. It'll be easy to carry.
Get inside the plane, Carlos. Change those wet clothes right away.
See, Clint. But what do you intend doing?
I think I'll just taxi the plane out into the middle of the lake and wait until the fire passes. We'll be safe there, won't we?
See, from the fire.
Yeah. What else are we to look out for?
The Masais. I'm convinced that they started their brush fire. And look at the end of the mooring rope.
Why, it's been cut.
See, they tried their best to kill us.
But why? We've done them no harm.
Evidently, this particular tribe dislikes our race, Clint. After the fire passes, they'll return to examine our plane. If we stay on the lake, we risk an attack.
Yes, I see.
Where's the stuff, Clint? The fire's almost at the ground. We cleared off. The flames are real high.
Yeah, it's a cinch to jump across the clearing.
All right, quick. Into the plane with that stuff. Don't want any sparks falling around while we're here. There may be some gasoline around on the shore.
Here we go, then. I'll hand you the stuff, Clint.
Hey, Lucky. Come on, boy.
Okay. Then swing us around while I start up the motors, Barney.
Check. Let's see now. Have we got all the stuff stowed in the plane? Gosh, that smoke. I'll shove the plane around now. There.
Okay,
Barney, climb aboard.
I'm coming, kid. And how I'm coming. That fire's getting too close for comfort.
What's your thing about it? You seem to have scared away the crocodiles with all this excitement.
Yeah. Hey, I forgot about them. Let me in the plane, quick.
Whew.
Gee, that was a narrow escape. Down, Lucky. Stop jumping all over me.
Party inside speed?
Yeah, Clint. We're all set.
Hey, is he going to take off?
See, Barney.
But why? Where's he going to land?
On the Congo River, I hope.
You mean he's going to make that long flight across the hungry country tonight?
See, Speed. You see, dangerous as that is, it is better than risking an attack from the Maasai's.
Them fellas that looked out at us from the elephant grass and then ducked out of sight again? What have they got to do with it?
Our plane did not break loose from its mooring peg, Barney. The rope was cut.
Cut? You mean the Maasai's did that?
Yeah, there was no one else around. They must have done it while we slept. But at the same time, they started the brush fire.
Brush fire? You mean they did that, too?
I'm afraid so, Barney. Evidently, they didn't like our looks, thought we were intruders, decided to do away with us, and they almost succeeded.
Yeah, you can thank me for that. Going to sleep on my watch. I ought to be shot.
Oh, nonsense, Barney. You're exhausted from all the excitement of the past weeks. It is almost impossible to stay awake under such circumstances.
Oh, that's no excuse. But if them Maasai's had attacked us, I would have been awake in a minute. But now they had to go sneaking
that's
around.
That's the way of the Maasai's. Remember, I told you they were tricky.
Gee, the fire looks pretty from up here. I'm sure glad we're away from it. Lake Leopold was bad luck for us, wasn't it?
See, Speed. I hope we'll have better luck at our next stop.
Couldn't have much worse. I'm going up into the control room and see if I can relieve Clint. Meantime, why don't you two try to get some sleep? Don't know when you'll have another chance.
Okay, Barney. But if you're going to take the controls, don't you go to sleep.
Who, me? Kid, I've learned my lesson. From now on, I'm going to be the wide-awakest person you ever saw.
Master Octopus, it is dawn, and the hunters have brought in the three gorilla hides you desired.
Excellent, Zabul. They are curing them so that it will be possible to wear them?
Yes, Master, in the secret way the natives of the gorilla country have.
Good. Very good. I have unpacked a death ray machine. Are the porters ready to place it upon the platform by the gorilla trail?
Yes, Master. Shall I wheel you to the platform?
Yes. I want the machine mounted and ready to operate by noon. The hunters tell me that is the time the gorillas make their way to the lake for water.
Yes, that is their custom. Not only gorillas, but other jungle animals.
I am only interested in the gorillas. I can hardly wait to see what effect the death ray machine has on them.
Master, do you feel strong enough to operate the machine yourself?
Strong? Of course I am strong. I may be crippled, but I have not lost my strength, Zabu. Or do you hope to operate the machine yourself and thus avoid killing the gorillas and offending your gods?
No, Master, no. I was thinking only of you.
Were you, Zabu? Huh. That is well. For in doing so, you save yourself.
Yes, Master. I understand.
But let us get started. We have much to do, and the secret police will lose no time in getting here.
Where do you think they will leave their plane?
I would not try to guess. I have kept my radio open for signals from their plane set, but they have sent out no calls. It is evident that they are traveling in utmost secrecy. They do not dream that I know they are coming to Lake Kivu. So much the better for me. So much the worse for them.
The porters approach. They come for the death ray machine.
Good. We are ready. Now, wheel me out to the platform, Zabul.
See, Carlos, that sunrise we saw a while ago is the prettiest one I've ever seen.
Nothing is more beautiful than an African sunrise, Pete.
Yeah, it looked good to me, too. After last night, I never thought I'd see the sunrise again. What a night. Do things like that always happen to people in Africa, Carlos?
Oh, Bonnie, amigo. Anything is possible to happen in these big countries. Remember, too, we are after the octopus.
Yeah, I know. What he doesn't do, Africa does. It sure keeps us busy. Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Motors aren't perking like they should.
No? They sound all right to me.
Nope. One of them's sour. I can spot that in a minute.
Wrong? Dear Smear, don't tell me we'll have to make a landing in this part of the country.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. All them treetops below are going to make a tough landing field. But what are we going to do if one of the motors conk out? We didn't bring any sky hooks along.
Well, wouldn't the other motor carry us along?
Let's go up to the control room.
Yeah. I'd hate to fly this crate very long with just one prop whirling. Here we are. What's up, Clint?
Oh, you heard that sour note too, huh, Bonnie?
Yeah, I'll say so. A fine time you picked for a forced landing.
We'll hope it doesn't play that sour, fella.
Gee, Clint, what could be wrong? The plane was checked and rechecked at Fonina. It was in perfect condition.
Yes, Pete, I know. But with powerful motors like we have, and under such climatic conditions as we've been flying, the unlooked for might happen.
Still doesn't sound right.
No, and it doesn't look right below either. All I can see are miles and miles of green treetops.
Uh-oh. Sounds like our right prop is easing up.
I don't know what the dickens it could be.
Clint, there's a strip of open ground over to the east. Looks like a pretty big area, too.
You're right, Speed. Opened up all of a sudden. I'll ease over there just in case.
Yeah, but, gosh, I hope we don't have to land.
So do I, Speed. We're having so much farther to go to reach our Congo River landing.
Suffering mackerel. I hope I've suddenly lost my hearing.
You haven't, Bonnie. The motors are dead. Quick, all of you, get back in the main cabin and fasten your safety belt.
Force landing, Clint?
Speed, get back into that main cabin. Carlos, you take it.
Si, amigo. Come along, Speed.
What are the odds, Clint? Think we'll come down right side up?
I can make that piece of open ground. It's a long chance, Bonnie. There's no wind to ride on.
I know. We're falling like a rock. A forced landing in the hunger country. What a break.
Forced landing, if we're lucky.
What do you mean?
Take a look at all the treetops we've got to hop over before we reach that landing field. Looks more like a crash, Barney.
A crack up in the jungle? Holy cats.
Get back with the others.
Yeah, and let you ride this alone? Nothing doing. I'll stay with you to the bitter end.
Well, that'll be plenty bitter.
I'll risk it. Got the wheels down?
Yes. We're losing altitude fast, Barney.
Hey. Hey, where'd that big tree ahead come from? Clint, you're not going to clear it. Look out!